FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Pat O'Neill. More details coming out about the Saudi gunman who killed 3 and wounded 8 at the Pensacola Naval Base yesterday before he was fatally shot.
The gunman has now been identified as Mohammed Saeed Al-Shamrani, an aviation student and a lieutenant in the Saudi Arabian Air Force. Authorities have not yet said that this was an act of terrorism, but the website Site Intelligence has posted what might be the gunman's tweets, one of which calls America evil.
Fox's Aisha Hasni. It's called the day that will live in infamy when the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor, sending America into World War II. 95-year-old veteran Armando Galella.
We didn't have a chance and a snowball had in hell. I will never forgive and I will never forget what the Japanese did that day.
A ceremony remembering the 78th anniversary held today in Hawaii. More than 2,300 Americans killed that day. America is listening to Fox News.
I try and I try and I just can't lose weight.
I've even tried workouts. I get nowhere except tired and... depressed.
You need Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic. It's a medical weight loss clinic using medical science, not fad diets, to help you lose weight, keep it off, and stay healthy. I need someone to help me through. This is a major deal for me. Dr. Summers solutions are determined by each patient's medical needs, weight loss goals, and other individual requirements. It's a personal program.
I need to feel better. Not always worn out, hungry, and tired.
You'll get one-on-one nutritional and exercise counseling. Dr. Summers also provides prescription appetite suppressants, B6 and B12 lipotropic injections, and most importantly, support to help you stay with your weight loss program.
I think I need Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
Yeah, we both need Dr. Summers.
Stop doing what doesn't work. Call the Weight Clinic in Prattville at 334-358-9262 or summersweightclinic.com. Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hey, y'all. Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar right down here on that beautiful Alabama River, cooking up fresh seafood. Let me tell you, if you haven't ever been here, easy to get to. Right off I-65, take the North Boulevard exit. Then take the first exit, that'll be Louisville Street at the bottom of the ramp. Turn right 3 times, that's right, right, and right again. Follow that to the end of the road, you'll find us, cook up fresh seafood. You'll also go by the new RV park we got opened up. So if you got company coming in town for the holidays, we got a spot for them down here on the river. They can come down here, bring their RV, come over here and get some good food. And if the weather's pretty, bring your boat down here and hit the river or rent a pontoon boat. We got it all covered, and then you can get down here on Sunday afternoon, some live music. This week, Terry Hanks in town, award-winning sax player, some fine blues singer-songwriter. Y'all, we're going to have a good time. So we're looking for you to get down here soon. Be sure you come hungry, a fryer, a steamer, and a grill. Know we got something good for you from the Gulf, so come on down here. We're looking for you.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Pretty quiet weekend forecast. Mostly cloudy skies. The rain chances are not zero, but they're fairly small. It's about a 20% chance, you know, through tonight and tomorrow, and maybe a slightly better chance Sunday night. But the low tonight will be 48. High tomorrow in the low 60s with cloudy skies again on Sunday. Then on Monday, we'll reach the low 70s. Good chance of showers and thunderstorms by Monday night into Tuesday as the first of two fronts moves through the area. Then there'll be a big temperature drop by Tuesday night into Wednesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, welcome back to the program. Got a lot to cover. I told you about U.S., Chicago, $1,000. If it's under $1,000 and you shoplift, you're basically not charged. Well, same thing has been happening in, let's see where this was, California, where the law changed a year and a half ago. Any theft below $950, they can only be charged as it's a misdemeanor. The owner of a small hobby shop in Sacramento says the new laws made it hard for him and other small retailers to stay in business. Quote, it just pretty much, it's open season, he says. They'll pick up the $800 unit, grab it, and just run out the door. Wow. Rachel Rollins serves as the DA for Suffolk County, Massachusetts. This county includes Boston. She was elected promising not to prosecute certain crimes. They include theft of personal property under $250, disorderly conduct, trespassing, receiving stolen property, wanton or malicious destruction of property, drug possession with intent to distribute, and resisting arrest. Think of the consequences of giving people a free pass on the things I just listed to you folks. Initially, lawlessness leads to anarchy, but it never stays there long. It quickly becomes the excuse for criminal control, such as we see now in Mexico, or the formation of a police state. Either way, your freedoms are quickly lost. That's exactly where we're on the cusp of, if we're not already there, folks. Cameras everywhere, everything you do, they track. It's unreal. This is not the of, by, and for the people government that we all think it is, folks. I hope you know that. If you learn nothing else from this show, I hope you realize that. The bad guys have taken over, and it's an interesting quote because Greg played a really good Donald Trump quote on his show Thursday, and Trump said he's trying to take back America. That's important for you to understand that. He's trying to take it back. What that means is they've already got it. They've had it since they killed Kennedy. He's trying to take it back for us. Think about that. It's very, very important for you to think about that. I've got some video stuff. The problem that I've got is the browser they use here is Google Chrome, and it won't even allow me access to half the sites I regularly visit. Imagine that. Google's the bad guy, folks, in case you didn't know that. Definitely the bad. There's so much we could sit here and talk about Crazy Uncle Joe all night long. He's lost it. He's gone. He's crazy. He literally is crazy. There's a great clip. He goes into a restaurant, I think in Iowa, and there's a guy sitting at the table watching the Alabama-Auburn game, and Joe's standing there, and he goes to talk to the guy, and the guy's like, who are you? I'm Joe Biden. Who? Joe Biden, you know, former vice president. I was under Barack Obama. He just looks at him, looks back to the game, like, leave me alone. I want to watch the game. I love that. Biden's an idiot. Biden's a pedophile, you know.
Yeah.
Who could forget Corn Pop, right?
Yeah, Corn Pop, of course. And don't forget, he likes little kids sitting on his lap.
He's bad.
He likes to let them rub his leg, his hairy legs.
It's bad enough that he's a pedophile. What's even worse is he wants us to know he's a pedophile.
Yeah.
He can't keep his mouth shut about it.
I know it.
All right, when Jim Bankston installed solar panels on his Tuscaloosa home, he estimated it would trim his electric bill and the savings would eventually offset the cost of his hefty investment. Solar panels are not cheap, folks.
No,
trust me, I've got a lot of them. After it was up and running, he noticed fees on his Alabama power bill that he didn't understand. Then he learned there was a $5 per kilowatt capacity charge on customers who use solar panels to produce a portion of their own electricity. Yes, they're not going to let you get away scot-free by not using them. He said, I'm having to pay them just to use the photons that are hitting my own roof. He estimated the system would eventually pay for itself in 20 years with the fees included. He said it's probably going to be twice that. Unbelievable. We call it a solar tax, said the Southern Environmental Law Center's Birmingham office attorney Keith Johnson. The fee's based on the size of the system, so a 5-kilowatt system will have a monthly fee of $25.
Wow. Ooh, I feel a lawsuit coming on because
you can't
tax the sun.
No.
Well, I don't
They're
know.
Doing it.
They're taxing the air and everything else.
Well, they're stopping you from collecting rainwater.
Yeah.
Who owns the rain?
Well, I mean, that's why Alabama, I think Alabama have passed a law that you have to register your windmill, you know, if you get one.
You told me that, yeah. And I thought that didn't sound right, but after reading this, you're probably right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you can if you establish a home or homestead, you know, out in the middle of nowhere, and you're not hooked to the grid, and you got it lit up like the sun during the night,
mm-hmm.
they're going to know something's going on.
Oh, yeah. They're not stupid.
and be honest with you, I don't know whether or not they'll tax a battery, a Tesla battery, because one of those, actually two of those Tesla batteries that I was thinking about getting, mm-hmm. and the whole unit, the whole unit with the batteries, stator, and all the hookups is not but $3,500.
Yep. I signed up for that when they first announced it.
And and the actual batteries, fully charged, you could run your whole household off of for 2 weeks without charging it.
Yep. The ideal thing to do is to put enough solar panels on your roof to trickle charge it, keep it constantly trickle charged during the day, and run your house on it.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
It is. And you won't have to hook to the grid.
Exactly.
Or you can hook to the grid and not use it. Just pay the nominal fee.
It'd be better to not hook to the grid, and then you don't have to pay them that stupid fee for using.
But they're still going to find out. That's
Alabama Power. It's not the government. I don't care what they think they are.
They're pretty powerful.
Yeah, well.
Well, here's something scary.
They do have the power.
That pyramid ain't on our truck for nothing with that lightning bolt going.
You better believe it.
Yeah.
Dixie Electric has the same sort of.
Right.
Sons of Liberty Media has an article. Mount Rainier and the New Madrid Fault Zone were both just hit by significant earthquakes. This is dated December 4th. Now, let me tell you something you may not know. Did you know about 15 years ago, maybe a little longer, they changed the Richter scale? What in 1975 would be a 6 on a Richter is now considered like a 4.5. Why would they do that? Why would they downgrade the Richter scale?
Because at some point in time, we're going to have some quakes that are going to be 12
yes,
magnitude quakes.
Exactly.
And
to diminish the scare that's going to cause when this stuff starts happening.
Yeah, and they'll register probably at 9 point something.
Yep.
You know.
Yeah.
But,
and they'll go, it's less than a 10. It's no big deal.
No big deal. But really, it'll probably be a 12. It'll be a 12 magnitude quake.
Exactly. They're doing that. They've also changed I forget exactly what it's called, but it's what pilots use to see when they're at altitude. They've changed that. I think that's to make up for all the aerosols and all the crap that's in the sky up there. Basically, what used to be obstruction, now they're saying it's not obstruction.
Right.
So it's a simple way to put it.
And, you know, the lady I just told you about, the one that does the actual cameras
mm-hmm.
in Alaska and Canada.
Mm-hmm.
They cut off all the east-facing cameras. Is whatever is coming is going to come from the east. All those cameras are cut off. The ones that are in Nova Scotia,
yeah.
And the ones that are up in the northern territories.
It's crazy, folks. That may sound. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And she said she was contacted by a couple of pilots that fly around that Arctic Circle because you can't fly over it. They won't allow you to fly
over.
That's right.
It's illegal.
Right. And because there's a big hole in it. That's
why. Exactly. It's the entrance.
Right. And she said that the pilot said told her what she was reporting in her videos is absolutely true.
I believe that. All right, we got to hit this break. Caller, hold on. We'll be right back.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and listen up, preferred community. The second location of Smooth Vapor is now open for you on Cobbs Ford Road by Walmart.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Let's face it, we all get under tight sometimes financially. A bill is due and there's too much month at the end of the money. Get the cash loan you need now without any loan applications at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville. Pawn your jewelry, electronics, tools, or equipment. Even sell your scrap gold to help you bridge between paydays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn can help you make it with a loan till payday. Looking to buy a handgun, hunting rifle, or shotgun? High Caliber Gun and Pawn has a huge selection with prices better than those at gun shows. They offer in-house and factory warranties are included on all firearms. And that don't mean just 7 days. Check out their huge selection of World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and U.S. military history items for sale. Active military, get your first transfer for free. So whether you're short on cash till payday and need a loan, or you're a gun enthusiast looking to buy a firearm, or just curious as to what they have to offer, head to High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville today, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Get the cash or guns you need at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hey, welcome back to the program. While I'm thinking about it, I want to give a shout out. To the best, Must Stop Cafe has the best beef tips. We stopped, of course, they send me a note and let me know when they're having, and Lynn and I stopped this past week and had the beef tips, and thank you, Cindy. Thank you, everybody there. They actually did a little catering when we did our little Christmas or Thanksgiving get-together, and we got some pies and stuff from them. Good food, folks. They don't pay me to say this. I don't get anything free from them. No freebies, nothing. I'm just telling you, it's good food. Nothing out of a can. It's all fresh vegetables. Some of the best country eating you can eat. It's called Must Stop Cafe. It's on the left-hand side of 231 going up towards Wetumpka. Just past Riverbank. Look at that little strip mall on the left past the tire store. You can't miss them. Try it. I promise you, you'll like it. We have a call. It's Barry. Hey, Barry.
Hey, Terry.
How you doing?
Hey,
oh, that's loud.
Pretty good.
Good. What's going on?
He was talking about the Must Stop. I stopped there the other week when I was in Montgomery when I was at the college meeting. And
right.
Coming back, I stopped there Tuesday night.
How'd you like it?
It was pretty good.
Yeah, good. Murray does a good job there.
It's crowded.
It's always crowded. that's how you know it's good.
Because
people don't wait for bad food.
No, they don't. Another naval base that had the shooting this week was Pearl Harbor.
That's right, sure was.
I forgot it. Have I heard that?
Yeah, it was Pearl Harbor.
What happened at Pearl Harbor? Was it another Saudi?
No, it wasn't a Saudi. It was a different, like a disgruntled Navy guy. I don't know.
On this day in history, Pearl Harbor was bombed.
The Germans bombed Pearl Harbor on this day.
The kamikaze.
The Germans used their kamikaze airplanes and bombed it.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. You know how those Germans are. I didn't know that. I'm glad you straightened me out on that.
I talked to one of my buddies that's got a gun shop. You know, he was telling me about the Sandy, back when Sandy Hook happened.
Mm-hmm.
He said after that, they had a hard time getting bullets and said they just are recovering here in the last year to where they get, the bullets that they wanted.
Yeah.
Said it's taking that long.
Wouldn't surprise me because wasn't that about the time the government ordered, 9 billion 9mm hollow points?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. What do they need all those bullets for? That's the question.
So he said they just are, you know, recovering from all of that. You know, it took over 5 years.
Yeah, that's amazing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Wow, and he said that, you know, he's talked to the people who make them, and he said, you know, they're running stuff 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and, you know, it's just...
Can't make them enough. Can't make them fast mm-hmm. enough. How about that? Scary stuff.
Yeah. I thought that was pretty interesting.
That's so. Very interesting. You got to wonder, where's all this new business coming from? I think we all know where mm-hmm. it's coming from. FEMA and some of the other brown shirts, or, I mean, government agencies.
Yeah.
Scary stuff. Wow.
You know, if you haven't got some, I guess you need to stock up.
Yeah, you might better do that.
Of course, I do know how to load my own, but, you know, the big cartridges.
Right. Yeah.
And I still got, you know, a few pounds of powder and bullets and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, don't say that on the radio. No, you don't have that. No, not you. No. Now, who am I talking to? This is Baron Coleman, you say? You're Baron Coleman. How many pounds of black powder have you got? I'm just kidding. Yeah, I tried to make it. I'm not very good at making it. I don't know what's wrong. I can't get the formula right or something. But so now I don't even bother with it. No point.
Yeah. It's a little bit of an art to, you know, load your own bullet, you know, with trying to keep everything, you know, the same and everything like that.
I'll bet. Yeah, my buddy Mike.
Make sure you don't.
Go ahead.
I mean, just make sure you don't get a double load.
Yeah, I guess so. My buddy Mike was into guns. He did that. He did his own reloading. I mean, he was brilliant with that kind of stuff, but I never really got into it.
We'd load up about a 5 gallon bucket full and go out and shoot them, you know.
Well, how much cheaper is it to load your own versus buying cartridges? Significantly cheaper.
Oh, yeah. Especially the big calibers.
Yeah.
You know, like a 44 or 41, 45, that kind of thing. You know, it's really a lot cheaper.
Yeah. Well, 50 cal, each bullet for a 50 cal is like, what, $5 or something?
Yeah, they're pretty high.
That's what
I've
heard.
More than that, but...
It may be. I got a cousin that lives in New Orleans. Not New Orleans. God, I'm drawing a blank. Las Vegas. And he goes out to the desert and shoots groundhogs with a 50 cal.
Huh.
Yeah, with a sniper scope and all that stuff on it.
Oh, yeah. I got a buddy that's got one of them 50 cals he had custom made, you know, just like the...
Exactly.
The guy that make that mile-long shot over in Afghanistan. And I've held it, you know, not really held it, but I got it on the ground and, you know, looked good.
Yeah, that was enough, wasn't it?
Uh-huh.
Those are awesome guns, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, I think a box of those costs like
$100.
I think it's like 70.
Wow.
Yeah, they're pretty high.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of money. You really enjoy shooting.
Because
it's not a very practical. It's not practical.
No.
12-gauge shotgun's practical. A 12-gauge Mossberg 500 pump, that's practical. Because I guarantee mm-hmm. if somebody's trying to bust into your door and they hear you rack that thing, they will stop.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they used to call that the attention getter.
Yes, yep.
Yeah, with an improved cylinder on it.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And a pistol grip. Mm-hmm. Not that I would know anything mm-hmm. about that, because I don't own any guns myself. I'm a pacifist. I don't believe in gun ownership. No.
Yeah, I sold all mine.
Yeah, me too. I never had any to sell.
I never could afford to buy one.
Yep, same here. I don't know anything about them.
I've gotten free guns before. What are y'all talking about?
Oh, come on now. Don't say that. All right, Barry, well, let me let you go because I think I forgot a break.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm a break behind. Thanks, buddy.
No, you're not.
All right.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
See you.
No, he took the 15.
We did.
Yeah.
We took the 15 after because I'm showing us on segment Yeah, that's right. Segment 2. Okay, whatever. We did take the 15?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Yeah. Man, I can remember we did, yeah, because you told Barry to hold on.
Oh, yeah, I did, didn't I? You're mm-hmm. right. Okay, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Having a great program. This is Warren.
Hey, Warren.
In the big metropolis of Coosa County.
Yeah, big city.
I was just talking about the earthquakes and so while ago. I can't remember. I know y'all must have talked about a harp, the high altitude, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Stuff they do they can use that to create earthquakes and...
Yeah, Tesla technology, absolutely.
Right. Yeah, I haven't seen much about that online lately, and seems like it's been kind of one of the things that people have forgotten about a little bit, but all these earthquakes and volcanoes you see going off around the world, I think they're using it to create your stuff.
Yes, that's very, very, very possible. Tesla, when he was playing around with frequencies, they said he had a cigarette pack size box, and he was in New York, and they had a building that was just girders. They had put the girders up. They hadn't done the interior or anything yet. He stuck it on the side, and he cut it on, and they said in like 20 seconds, the whole building was swaying, and they told him, cut it off. So he knew how to do it with frequency. Oh, frequency is the key to everything.
Wow. Good grief. Well, I just hadn't heard much conversation about it lately.
About HAARP?
Yeah.
Well, they shut it down for a while, but it's back up again online now is what I hear.
Well,
everybody was focusing on the high-altitude rural frequency auroral project or whatever the thing is.
Yeah.
What it is an ionospheric heater is what it is. In other words, they fire enough electricity up in the ionosphere to heat the atmosphere. That's why they release the metal particulates with the chemtrails. That's what they're heating. When they do that, they can move weather fronts. They can create storms, hurricanes. They can do whatever they want to do. The thing is, HAARP was the one they tested to make sure the technology worked. Now they've got a bunch of smaller, they say hundreds of them, all across the globe that serve the same purpose, but they're much, much smaller in size.
And they can pinpoint it to any...
Yes.
Anywhere on any point on the globe they want to, they bounce it off a satellite and aim it anywhere.
Yes, and you can see the patents. The patent is called the Eastland, EASTLUND patent, and it explains how it works. Yeah, this is not some crazy science fiction. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's real.
It's basically an oversized microwave oven.
Exactly, backwards microwave oven. That's exactly what it is. You're firing a massive, billions of watts microwave oven up into the sky and heating up the atmosphere. It's exactly what they're doing, Mr. Trammell.
How in the world do they generate billions of watts of electricity?
I guess they get it from wherever we get it, They get it from dams or wherever.
I said it to them.
Like when we plug our toaster into the socket, they pull their energy from wherever.
Yep. Wow. Incredible. That probably just scratches the surface of the technology they have planned for in these end days.
I know, and people have got to wake up. They've got to wake up to this stuff. They've got to, or we're screwed.
Absolutely. I don't know what it's going to take for the sheeple to wake up. We've got, they hit us with so much of the, between fluoride and GMOs and 5G, they're just killing our brains.
I know they're killing mine. I can't remember anything. I spend my day looking for stuff I've misplaced.
Yeah.
It's terrible. But yeah, you're right. They're killing us with this stuff. Thursday night, David Ernest graciously invited me to sit in with them, and they do what they call Conspiracy Thursday. So we're talking.
I heard some of that.
Yeah, thank you. We were talking, he asked me, what's your favorite conspiracy theory? I said, well, probably 9/11. I know more about 9/11 than anybody, because I could write a college thesis on it. They did not know about Building 7. They did not know that the Port Authority had leased out the whole complex to Larry. They didn't know any of that.
No, you're kidding.
No, it's like people don't want to know, or they don't look for the details. The devil's in the details, they say. You better believe it.
Absolutely it is.
Yes, sir.
Wow, I'm still shocked every day about the things that people do not know that and I have known for probably years.
Exactly.
And people are just now realizing or hearing about it or thinking about it.
The non-election of Hillary Clinton opened the whole thing up for everybody to see, and I thought that would be the point of critical mass where enough people would wake up, we could get something done, but people still don't want to. They want to stay asleep. They don't want to wake up. It's scary. We're in trouble.
Absolutely we are. Absolutely. And it's this charade on impeachment is going to keep on going, and these people are, I'll say that, they're like a wounded dying wild animal, you know, that's just fighting for sheer survival.
Yep. You're exactly right.
And that makes them so dangerous, they'll do anything.
Yes, they will. And meanwhile, the business of the country is languishing. All the bills that haven't been passed, nothing's happening to help us.
Absolutely.
It makes
me so crazy. Yeah. Trump is having to do everything by executive order just about.
Yes, sir. Yeah, he's so busy playing defense, he can't play offense.
No, it's crazy there. You know, what happened to our laws about being guilty of treason and sedition?
Apparently they don't apply anymore, at least not if you're a Democrat. These people should be hung for treason.
Absolutely. If our forefathers were around, there'd be a lot of people hanging.
You better believe it. It'd be a spectacle. Well, Mr. Warren, I got to let you go. I'm 2 minutes late for my break.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate the call. Great show tonight, as usual.
Thank you, Mr. Trammell. Take care. All right, got to go, folks. I'm really, really late for a break. I ran my mouth too much. We'll be back in 5 minutes, I hope.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hey, Bob, I'm looking for a pharmacy, and I was wondering which one you and Pam use.
We've used Adams Drugs for years. You know, I take a lot of medications for my diabetes, so I needed someone that could partner with me in keeping everything under control.
I understand. I'm on a lot as well, and I can't always see my doctor when I have questions.
My Adams Drugs pharmacist answers all my questions, and they take the time to make sure I understand. I trust them completely.
Sounds like I need to call Adams Drugs. You have their number?
But the best thing is to check their website at adamsdrugs.net. That way you can check which of the 12 locations is nearest you and give them a call.
I did see that Adams is now a Health Mart pharmacy. Were they bought out?
No, Health Mart is their national buying group that allows Adams to purchase at a much lower price. Nothing has changed. Adams Drugs has served the River Region for 56 years, and believe me, that will not change.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
My caretaker was very rough with me, but I thought they did it because I wasn't moving fast enough.
My son was supposed to help take care of me, but he was never around.
Elder abuse is a crime, and together we can stop it. If you or someone you know has been abused, neglected, or exploited, call the Adult Abuse Hotline at 1-800-458-7214. That's 1-800-458-7214. Sponsored by the Alabama Department of Human Resources, the ABA, and this station.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com salutes the Employee of the Month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Pretty quiet weekend forecast. Mostly cloudy skies. The rain chances are not zero, but they're fairly small. It's about a 20% chance, you know, through tonight and tomorrow, and maybe a slightly better chance Sunday night. But the low tonight will be 48. High tomorrow in the low 60s with cloudy skies again on Sunday. Then on Monday, we'll reach the low 70s. Good chance of showers and thunderstorms by Monday night into Tuesday as the first of two fronts moves through the area. Then there'll be a big temperature drop by Tuesday night into Wednesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Y'all, I guess y'all are old enough to remember when MTV was actually music videos.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, I remember that. When the walls came down. Great video.
Yeah.
Used to live for MTV, man. Good stuff. Really good stuff.
That was the 80s, Ted.
I know. And believe it or not, the 80s was 40 years ago.
Dude, I can't
wrap my mind around that.
It was last millennium.
It was. And it's
back in the last century, heck, it was the last millennium.
Let me ask your opinion, you guys' opinion on something. What's more important, what someone is doing or why they are doing it? I'm going to ask that question because the other day I was driving, I was listening to Dan Morse, and he was playing clips from conservative politicians about this ridiculous impeachment trial and the Democrats' frustration upon realizing that no matter what they try to do to remove Donald Trump, it doesn't work. Which means that America will most likely get another 4 years of the Trump administration. Now, everything that was said by Dan and by the people whom he played was absolutely spot on. To wit, yes, the Democrats are pulling out all the stops. Yes, they're planning on attacking him from all other kind of angles when this BS subsides. And no, they will not stop. Now, I know all of that's important, and I agree totally, and I appreciate Dan playing that. I respect him for that. But in my mind, isn't it more important to know why they're going to such lengths to destroy this man's political fortunes? Isn't it so very important to know why they will never stop attacking him? Now, I can tell you with 100% certainty that it's not because he has an R behind his name and they have D's. It's because of the ultimate goal, which they were well within reach of when they thought that Hillary was going to beat Donald. Of course, that didn't happen. But the big picture has an impact on the lives of every human on this planet. We shouldn't be caught up in the politics of it. There are those with R's behind their names which really are no better or worse than the ones with the D's behind their names. It's a trick. It's a ploy. It's a deception. And to fool us in dividing into yet another separated group in order to diminish our real unified power. So I'm going to tell you why they're attacking our duly elected President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. First, you must understand he's not one of them. The best explanation is from Newt Greenwich, one of the who's who in the big D.C. club. Quote, Donald Trump has not been initiated. Those were his exact words. Initiated into what? Well, let me tell you, what he's talking about is the political gang of corrupt Luciferian psychopathic pedophiles that are trying to destroy this country for their new world order. Their one world control matrix, their one world religion, their one world financial system. America has to go. And that's what?
What are you talking about? Don't nobody believe that.
They better. It's way long past time for them to get on the beat, man, because it's game over. People don't wake up.
You're
playing devil's advocate, I hope.
Yeah, I am. I'm with you.
I know. You've been with me since day one. This is games. This is Barnum and Bailey's televised circus. That's all we're watching right here. It's a game, folks. It's a distraction. Don't get caught up in it. Look at the big picture. Read your Bible. Look at prophecy. Look at what's coming down the pike, because it's coming. It's so very important.
Boy, is it coming.
It's coming full speed, and they will do everything and anything they can to keep you distracted so you don't see it.
And to talk about it, and for the mainstream media to actually talk about that, and they're not going to talk about it.
No, of course not.
As a matter of fact, we've talked about this, you know, since I've been on your program, mm-hmm. that the next agenda is I think before Donald Trump leaves the office, they're gonna say he's colluding with aliens instead of the Russians.
Good point. I mean, they got nothing to lose. They're trying everything else.
Yeah, that's what it's going to end up being.
Yeah.
Sounds crazy, doesn't it? And I bet you say there you go again talking about aliens, but that's the next agenda.
Yep. We were told that. We were told that by the Nazi who started our NASA program. We were told that.
Right.
Werner von Braun.
And it's been on point.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I think it was, what was it, 69 or 70 that he said that?
I think it was 69. He told Carol Rosen, his personal assistant, about it.
Yeah.
And he told her. He made her swear she would not forget and that she would tell everyone. And she did. She did as she promised she would. Nobody listens. Nobody cares. It's scary, folks. You need to wake up.
That space station he was talking about, he wanted to build, they've already built it.
Wouldn't surprise me. It's probably where part of the $21 trillion they stole from us went.
Yep.
It's crazy, man.
It's already operational.
It's just, golly. It's almost like they've thrown Earth under the bus. They've thrown this planet under the bus. They don't care about this planet because they have plans not to be here. I don't know. Maybe they think they're going to be protected when they're down inside their little bunkers down there. Maybe they think it's not going to affect them, but Book of Revelation says differently. Book of Revelation talks about them being underground in their little underground fortresses. It ain't going to matter. At the end, they're going to beg God. They're going to beg God to let the rocks fall on them and kill them because they don't want to look him in the face.
I'm trying to figure out how in the world can they not think that they're not going to be overthrown because their time is up. The cycle is ending.
Because the God they worship, Postman, is the father of all lies. He has deceived them, too.
And he's such a good liar that he's deceived himself also.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because he also knows that he's going to be defeated. He knows that the prophecies are
real.
That's
why he's roaring around like a lion.
He knows it's already been written before it even began.
Yep. He's just trying to do as much damage as he can. Yeah. The way I see it is they're trying to destroy as much of God's creation as they can before the whole jig is up. That's the way I see it.
But yet he has an ordered plan if he actually takes it over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's amazing.
Yeah.
He wants to transfer the human race and actually take it to the Mount of Congregation and overthrow God right there.
Yeah.
That's what he wants to do.
I know. He wants to set his goal up above, throne up above God.
He actually wants to take man and augment him and take him up there and rub it in God's face. And
he's so brilliant, but he's so stupid.
He's stubborn. He's stubborn. He has that human attribute, I can tell you that. I've always looked at it like this. You know, he's allowed to come and go to heaven all he wants. The Bible tells us that. And God has even chastised some of his angelic congregation for calling him names or making sport of him. God says, no, don't. You know, he's still a holy or whatever you want to call him, a divine being. I think they've argued back and forth or debated so much back and forth that God finally went, you know what? Have at it. Go ahead. Go ahead. You think you can make a better human than me? Go for it. I'll give you 500 years. Do it. Let's see what you can come up with.
It was six.
Well, first thing you got to do is you got to destroy the one God made before you can make yours. And it looks like that's where we are.
It's amazing. You almost got it. It was 600 years. That's what it was.
Just off the top of my head. Yeah. I don't know where I got that. But that's the way I feel. That's what I feel is happening.
He actually made one. Well, actually, he augmented what was already here.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. That seems to be the recurring theme, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's take what's here and let's play around with it.
Yeah, he didn't create nothing.
No, he's not. That's the thing about these beings. They aren't creators. They're manipulators. They can't create themselves. That's why they envy us for our imagination, because they're incapable of that. They don't have that. We do. At least that's what I've read, Postman. Tell me if I'm wrong, but they envy us because we have the ability to imagine things and create things.
Yeah, they envy us because we can actually conceive something and create it.
Conceive,
you know, with
good work,
right? And we can actually what they want to stop is the dream state.
Yes.
They want to cut that out altogether.
They're working on it.
Yeah,
because that's what the attack on the pineal and everything
right,
is about.
Yeah, and that's what we're most powerful at. Because, I mean, during the shadow hour,
Before you hit REM,
right? Most everybody's asleep except for the one that works third shift.
Been there, done that.
And I mean, think about it. If everybody's in REM sleep, everybody's co-creating. Everybody is. And that's when you co-create, when you're in REM sleep. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, when during your waking hours, you know, that's when you actually put it into action. And you ever notice it's hard to remember your dreams now?
Oh,
yes.
Severely hard.
I go through periods of time where I can remember them perfectly, but then I go, right now I'm in one where I can't remember any of it.
Right.
It comes and goes.
That's part of the plan.
That's terrible. It's terrible. Well, it doesn't surprise me. It makes me mad, but it doesn't surprise me. Hey, we got to hit a short break. I don't want to get too late on this one. This is a 3-minute, guys. We'll be right back.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Mr. Sandman.
Time is running out on Mr. Sandman's store closing sale in Millbrook. Final day is December 10th. Many really nice mattresses, headboards, and beds remain at true liquidation prices in all sizes. We are also liquidating excess inventory in Montgomery to make room for Millbrook's leftovers. But I promise I would rather give you a deal than move my Millbrook inventory. As of December 1st, we still have some nice thick queen Eurotop sets for $3.99, premium quality 13-inch thick full mats for $2.99, twins only $2.49, with other twin mats from $89. Out-of-the-box bed frames and display pillows are half price. Some quality odd nightstands, chests, dresses, and mirrors remain. This is a true store closing sale with no out-of-town liquidators jacking up the prices. All items are subject to prior sale, and all Millbrook purchases must be picked up or delivered by December 21st on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery, across from the Dairy Queen, and on Highway 14 in Millbrook, next to the Citgo. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday.
I try and I try and I just can't lose weight.
I've even tried workouts. I get nowhere except tired and depressed.
You need Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic. It's a medical weight loss clinic using medical science, not fad diets, to help you lose weight, keep it off, and stay healthy.
I need someone to help me through. This is a major deal for me.
Dr. Summers' solutions are determined by each patient's medical needs, weight loss goals, and other individual requirements. It's a personal program.
I need to feel better. Not always worn out, hungry, and tired.
You'll get one-on-one nutritional and exercise counseling. Dr. Summers also provides prescription appetite suppressants, B6 and B12 lipotropic injections, and most importantly, support to help you stay with your weight loss program.
I think I need Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
Yeah, we both need Dr. Summers.
Stop doing what doesn't work. Call the Weight Clinic in Prattville at 334-358-9262 or summersweightclinic.com. Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
I like that song. It's a good song. Welcome back to the program. You're listening to Clearing the Air, a program I started, I don't know, a little over 5 years ago. My name's Terry Adams. I am an egomaniac with an inferiority complex. Take that for what it's worth. I am your intrepid host. In the studio with me, as always, is young Jason Johnson.
Hello.
Hello. And, of course, the incomparable dean of the College of Celestial Knowledge, the postman.
Howdy, howdy.
Howdy, howdy. It's good to be here.
Good to be here.
It is good to be here. A representative named Chris Smith stuck something on the end of an amendment that passed the House, and this thing he stuck on there is ordering DOD, the IG, to investigate the weaponization of ticks. Yes, Lyme disease. Yes, we're trying to get to the bottom of Lyme disease. He says he was inspired to write the amendment, now part of the House-passed 2020 NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act, which is a bad piece of legislation, in my opinion, by a number of books and articles suggesting that significant research has been done at U.S. government facilities, including but not limited to Fort Detrick, Maryland, and, of course, the infamous Plum Island facility in New York, to turn ticks and other insects into bioweapons. Yes. During debate on the floor, Smith said that the most recent book, Bitten, The Secret History of Lyme Disease and Biological Weapons, includes interviews with Dr. Willie Bergdorfer, the researcher who's credited with discovering Lyme disease. The book reveals that Dr. Bergdorfer was a bioweapons specialist. What are the chances of that? Those interviews, combined with access to Dr. Bergdorfer's lab files, suggest that he and other bioweapons specialists stuffed ticks with pathogens to cause severe disability, disease, even death, to potential enemies. With Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases exploding in the U.S., with an estimated 300,000 to 437,000 new cases diagnosed each year, and 10 to 20% of all patients suffering from chronic Lyme disease, Americans have a right to know whether any of this is true. And have these experiments caused Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases to mutate and to spread, Smith asked. My amendment tasked the DOD Inspector General to ask the hard questions and report back, he said. During debate on this amendment, Smith said the investigation would explore such questions as, what were the parameters of the program? Who ordered this program? Were there any accidental releases anywhere at any time of any of these diseased ticks? Were any ticks released by design? Did the program contribute to the disease burden? Can any of this information help current day researchers find a way to mitigate these diseases? Smith has a long record of fighting for people suffering from Lyme disease. He's the author of the pending bipartisan Bicameral Tick Act, introduced earlier this year, to create a whole-of-government national strategy to aggressively fight Lyme disease. Ticks Identify, Control, Knockout Act. How about that? It authorizes $180 million to boost funding for Lyme research, prevention, and treatment programs. I got to tell you, folks, everyone who has Morgellons has Lyme disease. It's like Morgellons is an extension of Lyme disease. Here's what you need to know about Lyme disease. It's intelligent. This is how we know it was created in a laboratory. It cloaks itself. When you go, if you go to a doctor and you tell them you have Lyme disease, they do the test, you do have it, they're going to give you an extremely strong regimen of antibiotics. That Lyme disease will cloak itself and hide somewhere in your system until all the antibiotics have been taken and are gone, then it'll come back out. Something natural doesn't do that. This is a weaponized, well, this is a weapon. Let's put it what it is. It's a bioweapon. Yeah. It was created, I believe, at Plum Island. It's the predecessor to Morgellons.
Yeah, I think the worst cases of Lyme disease, correct me if I'm wrong, I think it's in the northeastern states like Maryland,
New England,
New York, yes. Connecticut.
Yes.
You know, because isn't that where Plum Island is off the coast?
It's off the coast of New York.
New York, yes, it is. Yeah.
It's not that far from that area.
Yeah, because I've got relatives that have it.
Yeah, I have.
For sure.
Yeah. I have it.
Well, didn't you read in that article that Bill was requesting the DOD to investigate themselves and report back?
Well, the Inspector General of the DOD, but okay. The fat chance of getting the truth.
Yeah, asking them to investigate themselves.
Yeah, that's like asking. Yeah, it's like telling the Pentagon, we need you to audit and we need you to give us an audit. Okay, sure.
Yeah, give them several $1 billion to investigate it and come back and say they found nothing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You know, that's what happened with Morgellons disease. When it first became, well, a lady named Mary Lieto's son had something on his lip, and fibers started sprouting out of it. She went to the doctor. He didn't know what it was. She started doing research on her own. She ran across a 17th century disease from France called Morgellons. What Morgellons, the real Morgellons was overtoxicity. In the 17th century France, one of the biggest industries was the staining of glass for cathedrals. When they would do that, they would take the mercury and the lead that was left over and just dump it out because they didn't know what it was. I mean, it took us, 200, 300 more years to figure out that it was toxic stuff. So they would dump it out. Well, the kids would get out there and play in it. They didn't know. So it was hypertoxicity is what originally caused what they call Morgellons. These things would start growing out. Well, I submit to you that this Morgellons, like I have, has nothing to do with hypertoxicity. It's more to do with a weaponized, it's a bioweapon. It's a bioweapon. It's what it is.
Looks like you know, cotton fibers, like the, that different color cotton that they grow in, yes, in the field, look just like it.
Well, it's funny you mention that, because one of the potential, in my opinion, one of the best excuses or sources of Morgellons goes back to the infamous worst corporation in the world, Monsanto.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you know it or not, folks, and this is true, I mean, please, please fact check me on this. They, 20 years ago, they knew how to break down the genetic barrier and mate or combine the RNA and DNA of a human or an animal with that of a plant. What Monsanto did was they combined the RNA DNA of a nematode with the cotton plant itself. So when the cotton grew, the nematode grew out of the cotton, which would protect it from insects, right? Great idea. The only problem was, well, what happens to the nematode after you harvest the cotton? You know, what happens to that cotton that has this, the genetics of a creature in it? Well, I submit to you that that's where these creatures in Morgellons are coming from. That's what I think happened. They did three field trials, California, Texas, and Florida. After 6 months, they abruptly called it quits, packed everything up, went home, no explanation given. The three biggest states for cases of Morgellons are, guess which three? California, Texas, Florida. A guy in the UK named Andy Coyle has done the premier work on this idea or this theory. He found the paperwork linking all of this together, where Monsanto created these creatures while they were doing the cotton genetic stuff. How about that?
Hmm.
Interesting stuff.
Yeah, it's amazing you mentioned you can cross a plant with us, because
you
we
can.
Are. We're part plant.
I don't know about that, but I know you can mix them.
According to the way we was created, our blood vessels created out of grass.
Well, he did create us out of dirt.
Yeah, he did. And our blood vessels were created out of grass, bones created out of rocks. So we are organic. We're living organic,
my God,
animated
that makes
creatures.
Perfect sense, Posey.
Yes. Yeah, so we are what in the Ethiopian language, we are what they call a Hiwe Monja.
Oh, my God, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Because the Bible says he formed us out of the clay of the earth or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
Yeah.
Never thought about it like that. There is something with the plants. I've seen so many pictures of fellow Morgellons victims that pull out what, for all the world, looks like leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Pieces of, looks like piece of a grass or something coming out of their skin.
All right.
The critter, they grow these weird forms that look like spiders, but they're one-eyed spiders.
All right. This I'm about to read is from Enoch 2.
All right.
All right. Okay. And on the sixth day, I commanded my wisdom to create man for seven consistencies. One, his flesh from the earth. Two, his blood from the dew. Three, his eyes from the sun. Four, his bones from stone. Five, his intelligence from the swiftness of the angels and from clouds. Six, his veins and his hair from the grass of the earth. Seven, his soul from my breath and from
yes,
the wind.
Yes, the breath of God. That's right.
Right.
Wow.